Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's what the M stands for. I'm your host today, Black Trey. I'm accompanied by Amina Hassan, Kevin Lyons, Kev the Barber, and Wells Pete. What's good, fellas?
What is up, man? It's a beautiful day.
So we got some funny topics. This is probably going to be one of our funniest shows. You guys, if you don't know, Waz is... update on Waz. Waz survived DR. He made it so we can kill a myth. My man came back in all pieces, you know.
Okay. All extremities,
man, he's good. You know what I mean? You guys can still go to DR. You know, Facebook is the only place that's killing people. Okay. So we got a couple topics here. What should we start with? We got the $250 budget in Los Angeles. A guy named Julius decided to come visit Los Angeles, and he just said that he would be able to use $250 on his trip. I didn't think it was possible, but he actually completed this. So we're going to go through that and then also around the panel. What's up with me? We're going to go around the panel to see if you can actually survive in Los Angeles for $250 in a week. We're also going to talk about this cucumber challenge that's going around. Please don't try this at home, women. And then we have an amazing story, amazing Twitter story called Beating My Dick During Marriage. yes. And I would love to hear Amin's rant on the Bluebell ice cream skit going bad. Amin eventually early on screamed out social media event. But the police are actually looking for this young lady. So where do you want to start, Amin?
Well, I think, first of all, that $250 story, I got bored midway through because his entire story is a coworker bought me this, a friend bought me this. I'm like, right. Okay, so you're a moocher. That's not surviving on $250.
So that's not surviving. So he cheated the system.
Mm-hmm. No, but I have a friend who had a friend, right? And her friend was like, "Yo, I wanted to do a podcast about life hacks." And okay. I was like, "What? Well, that's actually pretty good. Like, that's pretty interesting. What kind of life hacks you got? Like, instead of like paying for cable, like." Or paying for Netflix or paying for Hulu, this is what you do. You find someone who's already subscribed, you get their login, and then you watch other things. I said, that's not a life hack. Life hack is like if you told me there's a code. Yeah, that's it. Like life hack is if you told me there's a code that appears online if you just watch like a 20-minute video. And if you do that, you get like 6 months of free. Whatever. Like, that's a life hack. But like saying, hey, can I mooch off of somebody? That ain't a life hack. That's just you being a moocher. Like you say, I got a life hack.
I don't honestly think it's possible to save to spend $250. I don't care how smart you are, bro.
No, for a week
in LA,
no chance.
First of all, it costs $89 to come outside.
Right. I was just about to say, if the weather's nice, like, bro, you're spending at least $100 by the time you get to like noon, at least.
Where's he staying? Where's he staying? Is he like living?
I'm pretty sure he couched it or something like that. So you work in LA, you live elsewhere. Approximately, if you were to budget, say on a work day, exclude work expenses and all that per diem, all that stuff, how much money do you actually think you would spend on a regular LA day, off day?
On an off day, I would say, well, the problem is because I'm probably going to a bar, and that's okay. What a lot of expenses. But if I go meals only, I would say probably about like $10.
No, you can include the bar too.
Okay, so I would say so. Probably like $100.
$100, right? That's one day. So a guy trying to stretch that out in a week. So think about it. You don't even have a car. You don't have a car in Los Angeles. You're not going to take public transportation because it takes too long. So you're going to probably Uber $13, $26 here, $17 there, $9 there. At the end of, by day, even 17 hours, you've spent that $200.
Easily.
I'm just gonna say, like, that's why I was reading through the timeline and I literally got bored and stopped because every other thing was my coworker bought it, someone else. So it's like, so find your sugar daddy. Okay. Then there are people who go to Dubai for $250 then.
Another thing also was the taco spot that he went to. He spent $7 at that taco spot, right? The tacos were the worst tacos you possibly can get in Los Angeles. And I'm like, with $7, I still could have found you some better tacos. So I think he needs better LA brand. But damn, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think that was smart on spending that. Like, I mean, there obviously is ways to save $250, but it's a boring way. Like, if you're going to go to the dollar store, you're going to go catch the Metro Rail to Hollywood or something, it's going to be time consuming, and you got to like include weather. If it's a hot LA day, God bless.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe the story. I mean, this is the thing. First of all, dude was in a suite at Staples with catered food, right? So you can, you can theoretically just pack up, you know, 2 days worth of food in there, right?
It's like you saying, yo, I got a private jet. Yeah. And I'm taking you to go watch the Warriors for 15 hours. Now, you don't need any money. I got you. I'm going to be able to survive off $250 even if I try to go outside of what you already offered.
Oh, yeah. You good off the partnership already. Yeah.
I can stay up and sleep on a plane. Make it back.
Yeah. And there's going to be a fruit tray waiting for you and like all types of stuff. So like, yeah, when I read the story and I was like, okay, this is interesting because living here, there's literally no way you can get through 5 days or 6 days, however long he was here, spending that. Like, anytime you turn Uber on, it's $15. Like, it's $15 to just get out from where you're at to have him pick you up, let alone, like, yeah, the taco spot was trash. Where else did he went? He went to some other spot that was kind of questionable too. But for him to say, "Oh, I went back home with $75," like that's pure bullshit.
That's definitely pure bullshit. All right, I've spent enough time on that. I obviously we're pressed for time with Amin, so I want to transition to the next thing because obviously we're gonna call it a social media event because obviously he mooched and he cheated the system. So that doesn't count. He's out of there.
Rob, guys are terrible at taking care of their health, man. Whether it's a knee injury, a back injury, or something even worse, guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Can you even believe that? Something that important? Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for erectile dysfunction online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can get where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides that it would be safe and appropriate, they'll shift the genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple. So take care of it, man. Seriously, your lady's going to appreciate this. Or your guy, you know. Who knows? For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/BOM.
Cucumber challenge. Oh, gosh. I'll never look at cucumbers again the same.
What's a cucumber challenge?
So the cucumber challenge... women are purchasing cucumbers. There are actually some young men. Hey, well, we're not going to rain on other people's parade. If they want to participate too, go ahead, buddy. You know, it's a free country. But people, young Americans are deep-throating cucumbers. Yeah. And actually, a cucumber was stuck in a young lady, and she actually had to have surgery and get it removed. And they pulled it out from the actual abdomen, open stomach surgery or some shit. Mm-hmm. And they pulled the full cucumber out, bro. Like, no chop. like I don't even want to ask for cucumbers in my water no more, bro. We going to get something else.
Yeah, man. My Greek salads are different. It'll be different from here on out.
I don't know why this is a thing. Maybe it's oral sex 101. I don't know. But it's interesting that this is a thing and people are telling people to stop because people are actually getting a cucumber stuck in their throats. It's too much for me. It's too much for
y'all. Do y'all know the rapper B King?
The who?
B King, rapper. The rapper.
No, who is that?
He's a Texas rapper. He used to make these parody raps that were actually really funny. But now he just says actually like doing real music. Uh-huh. But this dude at his shows, he makes the girls, he brings like cucumbers and like eggplants and stuff. And these girls will simulate fellatio right there on stage at his show. And I'm talking about they going to town on these various produce items. So now it's a thing for him when he gets into town, the first stop is always at the grocery store where he's going to go buy some cucumbers.
Yeah, man, that's wild. Just pulling up to that. And like I said, man, I'm not even trying to sexualize the situation, but like in the grocery store, it's going to be really awkward from here on out. If I just see a random wrapped cucumber in a basket at Whole Foods, like, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like they already stopped painting sip. So what, they're having cucumber parties? Like,
by the way, now I'm on the plane. So now these conversations get a little bit more awkward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best. That's the best thing about the you being on the plane and having to talk about certain things. So it's even more funny. But we find out that cucumbers are not safe for parody viral videos. Let's use the cucumbers the right way.
You can't use cucumbers the right way.
Use cucumbers the right way, like. Shorties are really sucking pesticides off cucumbers, bro. Like,
I mean, like you gotta go see this dude's like his Instagram and stuff.
What is his name?
Beat King. He's from Houston.
Rob, could you insert a Beat King cucumber segment in this?
I'm tired of everybody stealing my shit. I started this cucumber shit.
Yeah.
Thank you. So after That's interesting to see that a rapper has this as a gimmick, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, by the way, my seat is like literally right at the door of the airplane. It's one of them small planes.
Yeah.
So, like, these people are coming right out right here. And they're listening to Talking About Cucumbers.
Oh, it's all good, man.
I'll tell you the most interesting thing you put on the rundown was the story of the guy who destroyed his friend's marriage, his friend's parents' marriage.
The beating my dick story?
Yes.
Please elaborate. I know.
Yeah. So basically, as cleanly as I'm gonna do this, the guy's telling a story about when he was 14, 15, and still exploring himself. He stayed over at his buddy's place.
Shout out to Tess.
Yeah, so, but we named the guy, so I thought that was kind of wild. So he says, like, on the last night that he's staying over, the buddy and the buddy's parents all went out to the movies. And so he said, like, at that point, he had never gone more than a couple of days without going. So at this point, it's like day four or whatever. So he's about to basically kill himself. So,
but he said he beat his dick into a coma, though.
Yeah, there was like the terminology and phrases he uses are just tremendous. So anyway, so I don't think the story is real, to be honest, but it's funny. It has
to be shared, though. Like, I don't care if it's real or not. This has to be shared, bro.
So, like, his buddy and his buddy's parents leave to go to the movies, and so he then ordered all the smut on their cable bill. Which I thought was like, when did this happen? Like 1985, before there was internet. But anyways, right there in the living room, handles his business, and then reaches out and grabs a random article of clothing to clean up. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then like doesn't think anything of it. 2 minutes later, car pulls up. It's them. The mom gets out, and says, "Oops! Oh, there it is." Picks up the shirt. And puts it on. And he's like, oh my God, right? So he's stressed and like, he texts his buddy, yo, how was the movie? The movie was cool. Like, no one seems to be none the wiser. So yeah, maybe nobody noticed. So then the buddy and the stepdad come home. The mom doesn't, because she went out to go meet some friends for a couple of drinks. Cool. They're eating pizza, everything's fine. Mom comes home wearing the shirt, and the buddy is like, and the guy, first tell the story, like, oh my God, I see it on the shirt. And so
with no fleshlight though.
Yeah, so then the stepdad notices as well and says, hey,
hold on, don't forget that the nut stain is on the lower back of her shirt.
No. Yeah, I forgot about that. So the stepdad says, what's that, like, you spill something on the bar? And she obviously doesn't know what he's talking about. And so he reaches out and makes contact, and then for some reason, his first move is to just find out what it smells like.
Smelling his hands is crazy, though.
It's crazy.
The dad says, is that fucking cum?
Yes.
Mom is confused. She takes off the shirt and just stares at it. She just keeps stuttering at it and looks bewildered.
So the guy's going... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please. Yes.
Ted's stepdad's going off cussing, talking about trust and how he can't believe she would do him this way. I'm like, I have no choice here. I can interrupt him and tell the truth and embarrass myself, or I can let this play out. Fuck that. They just going to have to get a divorce. Nah, I was about to own up. But before I could say this, before I could guess what the dad say, that's OK, you cheating bitch. That's why I fucked your sister at my bachelor party.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is wild as hell. That is supreme wild.
She stabs him.
Yeah, they didn't clarify that part, because he just says that, and then, you know, they don't really talk about paramedics showing up or anything like that.
So he says the police has been there and shit, and tells mom, and Tez's mom was crying. It was good for me because she ain't want the rest of her pizza. And I ate that shit right off her plate.
Oh, the tears.
Had her tears on it and all. I ate this nigga mom tears, B.
Well, they saved me up some slices of pizza, and I guess when all this happens, he's crying, and the tears fall on the pizza. He ends up not eating the pizza. And the storyteller was like, well, and then I ate the pizza.
So I mean, a little bit of this, what I'm getting from it is that I get Grandma's Boy, the movie, and then
yes, I remember that movie.
A little twist on that, and then also, like, it's hilarious, but also, like, hella wild, like, that people are that creative to just make up stories like that. And
yeah, if it's fake, it's still a very well-told story. Like, I laughed. I was entertained. There was a twist. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Can't believe you came on my mom. You might be the biggest perv in the world right now. What were you thinking?
I couldn't sleep. I saw the doll.
So you can't wake me up to play video games or something?
Didn't want to disturb you. You were balls deep in that turtle with a thumb in your mouth.
I love my turtle.
Now I'm waiting. Now I'm waiting on somebody to pitch the story to make this a movie off Twitter.
You know, like, I told my buddy Gunner that we need to take these internet stories and just, like, do reenactments.
Like Chappelle Show.
I'm all about it.
Or like drunk history.
Oh, yo, if you want to do drunk history?
I do.
My boy, you know the big guy, Daryl, on the show?
Yeah.
It's one of my closest friends.
Hey, Wells, I'm down.
We can do it.
That is my dream in life.
Not a problem. We'll do it.
Not a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we just got Amina Hassan to join Drunk History. Wells put his word on it. We're going to hold Wells accountable. And then we're also going to turn Amin's clip onto Twitter and then also make him into a GIF. So, GIF?
A GIF. I think it's a GIF. I'll put us all on a group chat after this, Amin.
Yeah. Are you messing with my emotions?
I'm dead serious.
You know, like I've loved that show for so long, and then like I was always like, oh, but you know, it's always like these comedians and stuff, and then I saw Katie on there, and I was like, oh man, if Katie Nolan on, I could be on.
Yeah.
That's my barometer. Like someone I know has done it. And they're like, all right.
Yeah, then you can do it. Yeah.
Are you niggas, bruh? Like here. Yeah.
Hey, Drake.
That's the funniest shit right now, dog. Because it's a lot of those cam niggas where niggas see you doing something and be like,
"Yeah,
I can do that. Into this shit, but I could try it."
Drake.
Like a nigga find out what you're doing, you successful with it, and I know I can do that shit. That nigga.
You know, there's another show that's on True TV. I can't remember what it's called, but it's the same thing. There's stand up comics doing their stand up. And then while they're doing the stand-up, they intersplice it with, like, reenactments. So I saw Tony Baker on it doing his bit about when he plays Monopoly with his sons. He turns into, like, a slumlord. And then they have, like, an actor, like, dressed up like a slumlord with a cigarette hanging out their mouth and wearing, like, a white beater or whatever. So
hey, I mean, you know where that started. It's laugh tracks. You know where that started from, right?
What's that?
Oh, boy, who reenacted Kevin Hart's joke from the classroom when he went off on a school teacher.
He started on Instagram.
Yeah, he started on Instagram.
Woody did a lot of good stuff. Woody would do so many.
And then he pitched the show to True TV, I think originally on Comedy Central, and then it didn't do so well. And then True TV picked it up. And changed host. They changed host to the new host that's hosting it right now. What's up, guys?
Cypher Sounds, who's a DJ, by the way.
What's up, Kev?
What's up, yo? What's going on? I miss you guys, man. I haven't been on in a while.
Also, man, I want to shout you out, man. I know we missed you 2 weeks ago, but happy anniversary, bro.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot. I was in Port Arthur, man, sucking down.
Hey, man, he's married.
Cucumbers.
He's not sucking cucumbers.
Bruh, I was about to say a drink, bro. Like, I was pina coladas. Crown Royal pina coladas.
You can't have that long of a pause between that word and the next word that comes out. Well,
I couldn't quite get it out. You know, it was a rough thing.
Hey,
hey, hey.
it was, you know, the weekend was the trip was full of alcohol,
Inclusive places are, I think that was my first time ever playing it.
Do they have the same problems there that they have, like, that they're having in Dominican Republic where they're cutting alcohol?
No, sir. Now, what problem I did have was we ended up drinking the whole bottle of Crown Royal, and then they slipped in Canadian Club, which is the equivalent to the dude, which is equivalent to the dude in the suit that was behind Kawhi Leonard when he hit the shot. You don't know what it is.
Canadian Club of the fake polo. The U.S. Polo Association.
U.S. Polo Association.
That's exactly what that is. That's what Canadian Club is. Oh my God! It did us so wrong. Like, it did us so wrong. I was wondering, like, man, what happened? I never feel this way off Crown Royal. Like, I'm usually like a player. Right now, I feel like a wino, like a real in front of the liquor store type wino. Like, oh, it had me cool ball.
Canadian Club is the type of liquor that I think of Drake's dad drinking.
Canadian Club?
Yeah.
He has the sickest mustache in the world, bro.
Yeah. At first it used to be Steve Harvey. Yeah, I was going to say it used to be Steve Harvey, but
That shit looked pill off.
And then what's my boy from The Whispers? Queens from The Whispers.
Cameo has some crazy shit too.
Cameo, like if we go down the list of brothers with mustaches, you know what I'm saying? Drake Pops ranks high. He ranks really high.
Also, Kev, I need some advice from you, man.
Okay.
I got zeked, man, at the barbershop, bro. Like, I might not walk in the barbershop ever again, bro, after this.
You said you got zeked?
Yes. So, do you use that term?
No, I do not. That's
okay. Can you explain to Kev what Zeke is?
And I've been doing this so many years. So,
I don't know. We use that term on the East Coast, but Kev, basically, this is how I could describe it. You're sitting in your chair and you hear the Clippers go, and then all of a sudden you're, and the barber says, "Oh, that's fine." And then you go and look in the mirror and you see there's just a chunk of hair
missing. So here's the thing. Both barbers have cut my hair. My barber out here was too busy. He had a long line of people, right? So I'm like, all right, I gotta go. But dude has cut my hair before. So I'm like, this is not like one of those, hey, I'm next. You know what I mean? Like the empty chair situation. Nah, he's cut my hair before. He knows what's up. This dude takes matters in his own hands and said, oh, you had a cowlick. No, I don't. Bruh. So I'm looking and he's like, nah, your hair kind of curled up right there. And he takes the comb and he's trying to comb it down to make it seem like it's covering up. Yeah, he's eating me, bruh. So I'm like, should I react? I just did the look away dap, but I'm like really upset. So I might not even go back. I can't even lie. I'm hurt from that one.
Whole summer messed up.
Cause it ain't messed up like that. Cause I can bounce back.
Yeah, Trey hair grow back like wildfire, so yeah, he'll be like, fine.
I'll be in LA soon, Kev can save my life. But at this point, I hate it. That's my nigga, so I ain't really want to bark on him and send him a crazy text. But I've done it.
Like, you know, first time client, and I just, you know, had a cocky moment, I think, and didn't realize that his whole entire front went against the grain. So, like, I just was kind of just cutting over it and just, wham, oh, fuck, your whole front's a towel. You know what I mean? And then I had to make some evasive actions. I had to do some evasive actions. But here's the thing. I was in barber college, no, because I told him off top. I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, my squirrel got you. And I was like, no, don't worry. I no hair beats me. I grew up, like, you know, fixing fucked up haircuts.
That's a bar.
I don't know if I ever told the story of Fade Master Ted?
I did tell the story of Fade Master Ted.
So Fade Master Ted made me this good at being able to cut fucked up haircuts. Like, I could fix.
What a man.
I,
what a man.
I, Listen, I will. Yeah. Faye Master Ted. He was. That's what he called himself, but he was terrible. Faye Master Ted, drunk. The twofer. No, Will, you know what the twofer is, right?
Well, what's that?
Yeah.
You know what the twofer is, right? I mean, you know what the twofer?
No, what's up?
Y'all don't know what the twofers are? It's the beer at the liquor store that's two for whatever.
Oh, shit. The Schlitz. The Schlitz,
yeah, the malt Schlitz liquor. And the King Cobras. And the, yeah. You know, two for 99, two for $1.19, you know, the twofers. So Faye Master Ted, for breakfast, before he walked foot in the barbershop, he took down a twofer. At lunch, if he ate something, he went and took down a twofer. So on this particular day, he went and my boy booked me and Trey's mutual homeboy booked, and Jarrell and this dude named Kev. They all went to Bourbon Day and they was getting ready to start school the next day. The next day they came to me the night before, and Kev decided, like, oh, well, both of y'all going to him. He's busy. This dude over here, his chair is empty. I'm gonna go right to him. Now, Ted had just went across the street, and his thing was he killed one of the 22 ounces before he hit the middle of the street, before he hit the yellow line. So, you know, L.A. streets, what you got, about maybe 10 steps to the yellow line? So one was gone at the yellow line. That was his thing. Like, he did that every day. And then he killed the second one before he came in the shop. So this was just his thing. Kev sat down, and he gave that dude like a damn near uncoverable bowl cut. And he did that shit on the regular. So fixing haircuts, that's nothing. Like, I feel like I could fix anybody's haircut. Like, if you think it's messed up, it's never messed up to unrepairableness. I can fix it all the time. Like, I guarantee. Give me anything.
Yeah, you gotta. Can you fix Jordan Clarkson?
I yeah, for sure. Back. Yeah. Anybody.
He can fix all the Lakers, to be honest. But Kev, not to cut you off, because we're gonna come right back to you, and Amin's getting ready to take off. Amin, I definitely want to know your view on this Bluebell ice cream skit going bad. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, so I guess there's a young lady that runs around supermarkets opening Bluebell ice creams, giving it a lick to put it back in the freezer. When people were freaking out about it, I was like, well, hold on, man. I've bought a quart of ice cream before. You open the lid, there's still a plastic kind of sleeve that you got to cut off before you can get the ice cream. It's not like you open the lid and ice cream right there. So in order for her to be able to lick it, that means she already bought it and opened it and just put it in the freezer.
Now, the problem so that was the thing. She did pay for it. It did come out that she paid for it. But the fact that she put it in, and whether it was space or whatever was away from it, the fact that you're doing that at a grocery store and someone actually reaches for that before you reach for it, problem. And now the police is looking for her.
Somebody haircut getting messed up.
Yeah, that sounded like a Zeke right there. but yeah, like the problem is like the things that people are doing for attention, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at right now. Going viral, 15 minutes of fame.
But like, you know, like my least, my most hated videos that I watch, like when you see like people messing with people at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it? Yo, I'm old. Y'all young people need to explain it. What is it that's so hilarious about? Oh, they messed with some guy at the supermarket or at the Walmart.
I would have pushed that nigga right into a cart.
For real.
Yeah. Don't Euro step around me. I don't like niggas behind me anyway, though. Don't even, if I even sense that you behind me, I might sock you, dog. I ain't like that. So the fact that you even playing around and you got another nigga, like, you know what I mean? Like a nigga trying to dunk some cans and shit on me, bro, I'd be the nigga chasing you up out of Walmart or something.
Like, the James Harden.
Yeah, I ain't with that shit. Don't do that shit on me.
What about the other dude? What's the one cat? He like will walk up to you and just say like some random movie line.
Yeah.
Kev,
yeah.
I ain't with none of that shit, bro, because I'm going to think that a nigga walking up to me, bro, I'm thinking like, yo, it's a problem. I ain't looking at it in nothing else.
Like I feel like he picks his he picks his targets. He knows better because I've seen a video where he got like smushed in the face. And then since then, like, you know, you only see him going up to like older black people or like older white dudes or, you know, like squares and shit. He don't go up to no circles. That's for sure.
I'm coming off like Kevin Hart and 40-year-old virgins. Like, I'm gonna take it as a sign of disrespect.
I could do that.
Wait. Last thing. I'm also gonna need that extended warranty on it for the price of on the house.
That I can't do.
Now don't be a Negro. Be my nigga. All right, help me out.
Hold on. I ain't nobody's nigga.
Well, I mean, you somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie.
Now you're being condescending. See, You've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay, well, so check this out. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Mm. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
Okay, see? See, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see?
Okay. Yeah.
That's your little ass. You're going to be tripping like a motherfucker.
Yeah, don't come up and play no games with me like that. Nah.
I'm all the way out.
Yeah.
I can see Wells.
I love that scene in that movie so much.
Bro. Oh, it's so one of the greatest scenes ever. Yeah.
Like before he became corny, bro, he had some highlights, man. I get it. Sometimes you got to sell out, but like, bro, the early Kevin Hart was amazing. Like, I don't know.
And Soul then, playing Kevin Hart was great.
You said what?
Soul playing Kevin Hart.
Oh, Soul playing Kevin Hart was amazing.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious. Paper Soldiers. Listen. Yep. Them early Kevin Hart shits, I was crying. The early comedy shit. Like now, I get what he trying to do, get paid by the white America. Amazing. Go ahead, do what you gonna do. Now you done force fed fucking Tiffany Haddish on us. Cool. Let them pay y'all. I can't get with it. We transition into the next thing because that was, you know, we got into Kevin Hart and I don't want to give him too much promo, you know. Yeah, go watch one of Kevin Hart's movies. But Kev, you got something coming up soon?
Of course, man. You know what time it is. It's the summertime, man. It's when we give back. It's when we do what we do. You know, the Lion's Den, the new name, if you guys didn't know, you know, I changed the name a little bit, Trey. We changed the name. It is now the Lion's Den for his and hers, because it is now me and my lovely wife working in the building at the same time. And, you know, since that has occurred, you know, last three years, we've been doing the backpack giveaway together since we implemented the young ladies, because we didn't want to leave them out. So now, you know, they're fully in. So this year we will be doing it again, our fifth annual. Jerron Johnson and the Lion's Den for his and hers presents the fifth annual Cuts for Kids, hairdos and haircuts, backpacks, food, games. This year I'm getting, our purpose this year is to attack a lot of the, you know, black own businesses in the city and make them come out and give away stuff as well. We're also trying to attack, because we're in that plaza, we're trying to make most of the people in that plaza come and contribute. So that's the goal. But then again, you know, at the top, it's always, you know, me giving backpacks away. I can't depend on anybody. And this year, for some reason, it's been harder than ever just to get, like, you know, that one person to donate 100 backpacks. Like, for whatever reason, this year, either everyone's kind of doing their own thing, like, oh, I got a backpack giveaway going now, you know, because, and I, you know, don't get me wrong, dog, like, I hate to say stuff like this, but, you know, I've done it. You know, we've done it for 5 years. So it's like after 5 years, now all of a sudden you got your own backpack giveaway going. because it's a popular thing. I hate to say it like that, but it's popular to give back. And it sucks for it to be that way. It should just be just give back. It shouldn't be a popular thing to do, you know, like, oh, put it on the gram and show everybody that you're giving back. And that's not even like how I get down. Like I can I'll ask you, Trey, when I've done my backpack giveaway, have I ever done a big hoopla of, oh, this is what it looked like. Oh, this is what it was when we did what we did. Has it ever been that out of me?
No.
Right. Because that's not what we're here for. We are here to give the kids and my community and the city of Compton and a fresh haircut, a fresh hairdo. If we can afford it, possibly a fresh brand new shirt for the first day of school, a backpack, some food on that day, some games to play, something to take their mind off. Maybe one last hoorah before school starts in 4 days. You know, one last day of fun. So, you know, that's my goal. I got, you remember when we had the whole thing of Compton Cowboys, right? Well, it's not really Compton Cowboys. They're called Urban Saddles. And we have them involved. They're going to come out and give the kids horse rides around the parking lot. We have the merry-go-round. We have a petting. They're bringing a merry-go-round and a petting zoo. I have the Compton Sheriffs. They're going to bring out the rock climber. Again, I'm trying to get the game truck to come out so that the kids, you know, of course, Fortnite, they bring out one time before the school year starts back. I'll have, again, Pizza Studio coming out to give out pizzas. We'll have a couple of dance crews to come out. I think we're going to have two dance crews come out and do, you know, the West Coast thing, a fake battle.
Where can they find you? Where can they support? And I know that you're going to have a flyer that's going to be issued out a little bit later on in the week. But where could they reach out to you to help better assist you?
You can definitely hit me as usual. You can DM me on Twitter at JustTheBarberKev, a.k.a. The Beige Barber. You can DM me and then I'll give you all my... you know, I'll give you all the support, you know, information. It'll be basically the same thing, PayPal, Venmo, and then we'll add Cash App to that just in case, you know, people want to Cash App any donations or anything that you want to do. And then if there's anything solid that you want to send me, pencils, paper, pen, that's all accepted. If you have a company that says that they will support and they need a tax ID number, we have that this year. Our LLC now is one head at a time. So we will be, you know, going forth that way. We have the 501c3. So, you know, for those companies that had a problem with helping last time because we didn't have a 501c3, we now have a 501c3. Again, every year, like I said last year, every year, we plan on getting stronger and stronger. We will have like maybe three or four performances this year. I'm also getting some support because I do work for the Compton School District as well. So I'm getting some support from the Compton School District as well. So they're helping us a lot. So, you know, this year again, and I think I'm going to have the Watts Health Foundation out there giving physicals for the kids that need it for the first day of school. All of that, you know, That's what this is coming to. You know, it's coming to a complete community event that, you know, me and my wife and Jerron, we're spearheading and we're really trying to, you know, put this out there that it's not just bad in our city. This is something that's good and we're going to move forward, you know, from this point. Like, I feel like this fifth year is going to be our starting point to the greatness, to bigger and better greatness.
All right, man. You guys heard it. At JustTheBarberKev on Instagram and Twitter. Contact him if you want to, you know, assist. And he'll answer everything that you need to and via DM.
That's really, really dope, Kev. I'll get some info from you offline, and I'd definitely love to be a part of that. Like, you know, at least send you guys some stuff.
Okay. That's fine. It's all good, man. You know, everything helps. I don't like people to maybe always assume that it's, you know, if money is what you can give, that's fine. And it's going to go directly to everything that helps, because there's other people, there's other, like, you know, food trucks and stuff that we pay for. So if money is what you give, we greatly, greatly appreciate it. But if it's not, if you got a plug on some paper and pencils and pens, that's cool, man. Hit me up and I'll give you the address to the shop and you can mail it right out here. If you work for a backpack company and y'all got backpacks and you got some stash to the side, then I'll give you the address and you can send them straight to the shop. You know, that is what, you know, matters to us, and, you know, to make sure that every kid that shows up out there gets a backpack, you know. And again, we always like to raffle off shoes. So if it's anybody that's listening that got like a plug on shoes, you work for Nike and you want to lace us up. You work for Adidas. Hell, you could work for Saucony for all I give a shit. If you want to lace us up with some shoes, hit me up in the DM. Every single thing that is donated counts, and it helps somebody in the city. Somebody in my city, it'll help. Somebody, anybody. Hit me up. Like he said, Just a Barber Kev, Twitter, Instagram, either or. And I'll give you whatever details you need. My Venmo, my Cash App, my PayPal, my address, hell, my cell phone number if you just want to talk about it. I don't give a damn. And we'll, you know, and everything is greatly appreciated, like always. And most of the time, the Count the Deans Network, you know, the fam, they always come through.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all got an amazing network of support.
All right, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Black Trey, for Amina Hassan, for Kevin Lyons, for Wells P, for Rob Lopez on the ones and twos. See you next time.